SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. So many questions in the aftermath of the mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport. Investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board and other agencies are on the job. The search for more bodies of crash victims goes on in the cold waters of the Potomac River. And the disaster is raising questions about staffing levels in the Reagan National Control Tower.
Airspace in D.C. is tight due to many flight restrictions. The traffic includes lower flying helicopter traffic. These share the airspace with departures and arrivals of the larger jets from Reagan National, just downstream from the Pentagon where the river bends south. During peak traffic, controller duties are often divided between two people. But on Wednesday, the night of the crash, the tower supervisor directed that jobs be combined, which left only one air traffic controller responsible for the complex mission of coordinating aircraft. It's a point of dispute whether the tower staffing at that moment was at a normal level. George Williams reporting.
President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at making sure the FAA hires personnel, and that includes air traffic controllers, based exclusively on merit and their suitability to do the job. Also on SRNNews.com, Doug Burgum is in as Interior Secretary, two-term North Dakota governor approved by the Senate.
Burgum was easily confirmed with a vote of 79-18. Burgum's replacement, Republican Governor Kelly Armstrong, sent out a press release congratulating Burgum in his new role. The National Governors Association also put out a statement on their website. Many of President Donald Trump's picks have been easily confirmed, especially Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy was also confirmed on Tuesday with a vote of 77-22. Lee Zeldin was also confirmed on Wednesday to lead the Environmental Protection Agency in a 56-42 vote. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 118 points. NASDAQ futures 166 points higher. This is SRN News. A new report on persecution of Christians in Egypt.
It comes from Coptic Solidarity, and it reveals that Muslim radicals are expanding their program of kidnapping Christian women and girls and subjecting them to forced marriages. The report states that, quote, many hundreds of Coptic women have been forcibly disappeared in the last decades in Egypt, but government officials and legislators in the West have been hesitant to speak out. Egyptian law enforcement has also been turning a blind eye to the problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Ohio pastor who is fighting to keep a homeless shelter open in the city of Bryan says he will appeal the latest court ruling against him. A judge has found Pastor Chris Avell guilty of violating zoning and fire codes in a criminal case. But his attorneys have vowed to appeal the verdict and continue with a federal lawsuit, accusing the city of harassing and humiliating the church and its congregants. The church remains open in the meantime for those needing a place to stay. This is SRN News. Major retailer taking some heat for giving up on DEI following the lead of a lot of other businesses.
Civil rights activists gathered outside Target Corporation headquarters Thursday in Minneapolis to protest the company's decision to phase out diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Civil rights attorney Nakima Armstrong.
We thought that they would continue to stand for the values that we all hold dear, but instead they acted cowardly. Yeah. Well, we are here today saying we will not bow down.
Yeah. Target has joined Walmart and a number of other American brands in scaling back their DEI initiatives, which have come under attack from conservatives. I'm Donna Water.
Apple reports iPhone sales dipped slightly during the holiday season quarter, signaling a sluggish start to the trend-setting company's bid to catch up to the rest of big tech in the race to bring AI to the masses. Townhall.srnnews.com.